designed, engineered demolition of modern free society is here. It is laid out in the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda at UN.org. And so is the battle plan with the United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates and John Hopkins, to run the entire attack. Every word of it, all planned out, right here in their own words. And that was all just back in October. In November, they were getting it all lined up. And they're getting something else all lined up when they believe they're going to take Trump out by assassination or by a stolen election. Then they are going to have their moles still fill the major federal agencies, begin to arrest all of the opposition in the military and in the media. And then the martial law that you have been put under will never end. This is the end of America, ladies and gentlemen, and the communist Chinese takeover. And the average American is, quite frankly, so asleep and so docile and so programmed to submit that looks like the country is over. And the leftist and the universities and all the oppression is going to get so nightmarish that it's really sad. But that's just the way it is. I mean, hell, we say that 62 million babies weren't humans and killed them. Now we let convicted pedophiles openly with federal funding have drag queen story time with your children. So it's just who we are. Now, the problem is there is still be a large minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed that aren't going to go along with this. But unless there is a giant awakening now and a total understanding of this fraud, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. We woke the world up. Globalism was in trouble. Freedom brought prosperity. We were turning the tide. The Chinese spies were being arrested. And then the deep state that actually set up the communist Chinese, the Rockefeller Foundation, who actually ran the whole lockstep program with Bill and Melinda Gates, I'm mentioning public programs, to release a bioweapon and bring in martial law. They're openly saying that they're going to forcibly inoculate you. And I told you this day one. Bill and Melinda Gates have already patented the vaccine for a weaponized chimera, COVID-19. It's already ready. They just want you to make you beg for it and plead for it, and so that it doesn't look super obvious they already have it ready. But they actually patented it 2 years ago. They patented a bunch of other ones last year through different sub-companies that they fund. And I was reporting this 12 weeks ago. Also, what's left of U.S. intelligence and the Five Eyes, desperately now realizing the setup, have come out and confirmed it's a bioweapon out of Wuhan, a total chimera. AP, Reuters, all counterstruck, saying, not even countering the report, just saying, there's conspiracy theorists. They're racist. If you hear someone say it's man-made or China's bad, they're evil. And the nightly news is, you know, running Chinese communist Lego movie memes saying America's bad. Except I saw ABC News actually come out and report on the unanimous Five Eyes saying that it was a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab. Now, we have the author of the U.S. law on bioweapons and the guy that prosecutes dictators joining us at the start of the next hour. He came out first in February here and said it's a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab and it's a chimera. Dr. Francis Boyle. That's now been confirmed. I don't need to have U.S. intelligence tell me that. Major universities in Germany, in India, and in the United States and others scanned it, went, of course it's man-made. Never seen such a thing. And again, that doesn't mean that it's super deadly. It means it's owned by the globalist so they can patent and be ready and already have the cure for it, you understand? But the cure is the cover for what's being added to it, the Trojan horse. But they want everyone on Earth to be forced to take it. And Bill Gates has already told you it's going to hurt and kill a lot of people. So he's already getting you ready now that, yeah, you want to go outside? You got to take this. Certain people are going to have convulsions and die. But it's a good thing to do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Rockefeller family with the Rothschilds on record donated the money for the United Nations to be first established at Presidio Naval Facility in San Francisco. in 1945. Then it officially launched in 1947. Same year, we got the Central Intelligence Agency. Their stated goal is to establish a planetary world government for the principles of depopulation. The Bill and Melinda Gates organization's official name is the Bill and Melinda Gates Planetary Population Control Bureau, or alternative to United Nations World Population Program. They both interface. Now, in the program lockstep from 2010 and in the 201 event in October and November, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, this is public on record, along with Johns Hopkins University, the United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, had a month-plus-long global drill with leaders for a corona-type SARS virus being released that would then cause 65 million people to die, but out of it would come world government, contract tracing, drones watching you, boarding people up in their houses, and they said the good thing is it would lower the carbon footprint. This is the forced deindustrialization. They couldn't get their carbon tax in here. China would be exempt. We would be under it. So you're now just learning how to be poor and how to go outside and be tracked by a cell phone that totally controls you. And it's all in there. That's how dumb they think you are. But when I talk about it, they go, oh, that's that racist conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to him. He says the chemicals are turning the frogs gay. Well, I was reading major scientific reports that are public. Anybody can look it up, that most frog species are almost died out or have died out because the chemical that's in the water, atrazine alone, makes the males become sterile. They just so happen to also then try to, with their sterile sperm, sit on the backs of males instead of females when they lay the eggs in them. So they just lay them on a male instead. I mean, that's a fact. But see, they just make a joke out of it. Kind of like when we had Dr. Francis Boyle, again, who's prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic at the Hague and represents world leaders at the UN, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty, U.S. Biological Weapons Law that then got adopted into world treaty. You know, he came on and said from his sources in researching the papers, Obama and Fauci had transferred it as a Chimera bioweapon in 2012, 13, 14, 15. He then showed the documents on here, including major scandals about it. So Fauci then in 2017, with funding Obama put in place when he left in 2016, moved it to Wuhan. Now, we told you that exactly as it happened, precisely as it happened. Not just, oh, I bet Fauci's involved. Oh, we said the exact virus, the Chimera, showed you the white papers, did dozens of shows on it. And it got the FBI following me around. I mean, that's that. That's fine, whatever. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. So they're getting ready to General Flynn me. That's fine. You can't stop all Americans. So let's continue. Coronavirus, NSW dossier, lays out case against China bat virus program. The Daily Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in the Western world. Huge detailed report. Boyle says this is the best report out there. He's joining us next hour. Okay? Here are the articles from January of this year. Chinese lab that studies world's most dangerous pathogens is based in Wuhan. Infowars.com. A transcript from naturalnews.com of Infowars.com. Dr. Boyle on February 21st. Full transcript. Smoking gun. Bioweapons lab transferred by Fauci and Obama to Wuhan. Francis Boyle, Wuhan coronavirus is offensive biological warfare weapon. January 30th. Creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. And now today, ABC News, Fox News, everything. Five Eyes conclusively. Here are the key findings from the bombshell government dossier on China's bat virus program. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. Oh, told you, UT is run by, not the Chi-Coms, the globalists that use Chi-Com money to control it. There will be a lot of arrest made if we win the war against China. But right now there's a civil war over who controls the government. And it looks like the Chi-Coms are winning because the American people just love to ninny around and believe mainstream media. A lot of folks aren't, but I'm just telling you, this is insane. By the way, top generals have now come out and said, we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour, that we are at war with China. This is a Chinese globalist attack. I don't just say that up here on air and risk my life for no reason. I've had a lot of moral battles with myself about, you know, backing down a little bit so I don't get whacked or put in prison. Look, I'm not going to sit here and stay out of prison for a few years while the globalists totally take over and bankrupt the whole country and put it under martial law. And all of you that go along with it are idiots. Continuing, leaks. Leaked Five Eyes dossier on alleged Chinese coronavirus cover-up consistent with U.S. findings, officials say. That's why Trump said last week he's seen the documents. Newsweek, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. And now the media is trying to desperately whitewash that, but they just can't get the job done. There's the Wall Street Journal. U.S. probes universities of Texas links to Chinese lab scrutinized over coronavirus. Now they're scrubbing the Wuhan website where it shows them, most of them not even wearing masks, playing around with the entire species of coronaviruses. So that's what's going on. But mainstream media says anybody talking about it is a bad person. Here's Yahoo. A U.S. researcher who worked with the Wuhan Virology Lab gives four reasons why a coronavirus leak would be extremely unlikely. They don't challenge that it's man-made, the scientists, the background, the evidence, all of it. No, they just go, oh, a guy that worked there, he says everything's fine. Oh, so let's go to the place that's being investigated and get somebody there to tell us everything's okay. How about conflict of interest when the head fact checker for Facebook over all science stories is a woman who's involved in the entire area of testing this class of viruses? But she doesn't tell you that when she sits there and censors people that say it came out of Wuhan. But here's what it's really all about. The CFR and others have come out. It's on Infowars.com. The end of U.S. global dominance predicted in wake of COVID-19 as world order is reinventing itself. And it's the globalists celebrating that China's back up and going. America's not up and going. Oh, China did a good job countering it. Trump didn't. Because China released it. Look at the timing. It wasn't an accident. We know they lied about it. We know they told everybody everything was fine. They hyped it up. And then as soon as it came over here, just to weaponize cold that they own and control, then they said, oh, everything's fine, turned their businesses back on, said, we're taking orders, we're open for business, but America isn't. And every day we stay closed, it's just complete devastation. And this is how modern wars are fought. And there's top generals coming out saying exactly this and laying out all the ways this is being done. It's a fact, but we have to admit that the NIH and the bureaucracies and these big tax-free foundations that have hijacked this country since the days of the robber barons believe they own everything. Our big enemy in the times of Teddy Roosevelt was the big robber barons. They're authoritarian rich families. It's the same rich money from those robber barons that funds the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of it, research it, and they want an end of American freedom. And they want you living very poor under their control. And they want medical tyranny to be able to put the vaccines they want in your body. And they want you to have to carry a cell phone that tracks everywhere you go and decides when you can go out and when you can't. This is all the admitted agenda and plan. And it's here and they're doing it. Then there's all the other areas. They have been caught red-handed, triple confirmed. Every major blue state and city is getting $39,000 for saying someone's got COVID, even if they've not been tested to have COVID. Anyone that dies, they put it on the death certificate because the local officials tell them at the hospitals, don't worry, we're all doing this as a corruption together. So it's Michigan with the corrupt Democrats. It's New York. It's California. It's all the usual suspects is where all the deaths are because they are counting everyone that dies as a COVID-19. And now we learn they test each person 2 to 3 times. And if they come up positive, they count each of those as a COVID case. So, and the models that came out were funded by Bill and Melinda Gates in the U.S. and England. And that's why they were 50 to 40 times higher than we actually were. It's all a giant martial law psyop takeover with enemies in our own government working with China.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It took the globalist failing with the Russiagate hoax, the Ukraine hoax, Sexgate hoaxes, and their attempts to already crash the economy without success to finally pull the trigger on a plan they had on the shelf, according to the Rockefeller Foundation, a lockstep that they'd pre-programmed people through the media to lock down and quarantine to kill our economy. That way authoritarian economies could continue to operate, but you'd have the authoritarians trigger the collapse, trigger the panic, then they would turn back on. They'd be praised by the WHO as good. We would then be told that we were bad. And they would use economic conditions, the lawyers, the bureaucrats, the blue states, the blue cities, to keep the lockdowns going longer and hold the country hostage. Then they believe driving President Trump and the nationalists from power. And then the New World Order, the merger with the United States and China, could just move on down into the next phase. And that's why they did this. But now you see, as the truth comes out that communist China was complicit with the globalists doing this, I predicted that China would begin to leak that Fauci was involved, hoping they could get Trump to back off. Now, I predicted that before it happened. It's simple chess. And if you have all the pieces, if you have all the knowledge, then it's simple chess. But Trump is still doubling down and getting ready to burn Fauci, and you already see the preparations for that. And they're already moving in on UT, and they're already moving in on the Chinese agents, and they're rolling them up. And they just better do it quickly. And everybody in the deep state that's been playing both sides, you better stop it. Either join the Chi-Coms or join America. There's no time to play games here. Now, look at this. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. But remember, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. That's even Newsweek. It's a fact. It's in the documents. And there's Trump drops the hammer on Fauci after disturbing White House briefings on Doctor's Pass, which are now coming out. And that's why they want us off the air, because so many times InfoWars is the early warning system that brings you experts and individuals who the mainstream media won't touch. Don't you know CNN and Fox News knew what all this was? We're not the only smart people out there. You don't think the U.S. intelligence agencies and the FBI couldn't figure this out? If we could figure it out, probably before us. I mean, Bill Gates and these people operate in the hope that everything is just so obvious and so out in the open that people can't believe that it's actually them doing it. It's like the fact that they're counting everyone that dies in blue cities and blue states as dying from coronavirus. So, of course, most of the deaths are there because they're ballooning it. And again, people say, why then is it a bioweapon? They have to have it already patented and ready. And they did that, too. This is open and shut, diabolical stuff. But it's so diabolical, I call it too evil to fail. It's so huge, so out of control. It's a powerful establishment. These are beyond mafias. These are the evil institutions that have now sold America out to the Chi-Coms, and either they go or we go. And they believe they're going to win. They are not going to win. They have been irrevocably exposed. They have been irrevocably damaged. Because a lot of us are willing to go to war with them politically, economically, culturally. And if they become offensive, well, then you know the rest of the story there. So they've really opened up Pandora's box like authoritarians always do, because they have success, 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 and then believe they're invincible. Well, I'm not an authoritarian. I do not believe I am invincible. I am expendable, because that's what built this country and gave us the basic freedoms we had, was men and women who were up against overwhelming odds, who understood to have any future, they had to be willing to do it all and not back down, and that's where we are. Okay, let me just tell you what we got coming up here. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us with the latest. We've got the fraud articles where they're just openly admitting that the CDC's numbers are half of what the media is announcing. Really, there's only 37,000 deaths, and that's with the inflated numbers. That's like a yearly flu. And we've got the globalists trying to keep the economy locked down longer. You've got all the big pushback around the country. We have a guest who got arrested, Jason Jones, when the Hawaiian police just swarmed in on him and began tackling people mercilessly because they dare leave their martial law confines. We've got that. And then, of course, you didn't just hear this here first. You heard this here thousands of times that Hillary was going to have a weak candidate up front, have a broker convention, and then swoop in. The Hill is now reporting officially that they are considering the plan for Hillary to run, but Obama to be her VP. And yes, they have an amendment about a president not running for more than two terms and serving them. But they're claiming that it could be a vice president. Well, if you really study the law, that's not the case, because that begs the question. If something happened to Hillary, God forbid, we'd have Barack Obama, God forbid. And then if something happened to him, Nancy Pelosi, God forbid. And just the turds roll downhill from there. I mean, this is just a nightmare, nightmare scenario that we're dealing with. And you've got the Democrats openly defending Biden's bizarre groping of everyone and grabbing women's genitals on record and just telling little girls he wants to have sex with them. Just total collapse on that front of the society. It's a total information overload. Oh, and North Korean dictator has popped back up. Looks like he gained about 30 pounds while he was disappeared for 20 days. The bloated vampire bat creature has reappeared. Probably had surgery or something. But there he is, emblematic of a starving nation that an obese demon is in control. And I get Trump's trying to be friendly with him to hope he'll open the country up. But he is under the control, again, of the Chi-Goms. And so that's why that is very, very hard to turn that around. It's very hard for me to engage in any type of detente with Kim Jong-un because he's such a dictator and a monster. Though I do hope that the president ends up being successful in that. But when we return, I'm going to respond to what was one of the biggest stories Friday and Saturday, what trended for 2 days, number one on Twitter. Alex Jones will eat his neighbor's ass. And they tried to spin that it was some sexual reference, because that's what's in their mind. It was a allegory, of course, that I've brought up here probably 100 times in the last few years, one of my favorite essays, A Modest Proposal. And I intended for them back on Tuesday to grab it and make a huge deal about it, but I thought it was a failure. But then Friday they did grab a hold of it and misrepresented exactly as I thought they would. And so they took the bait beautifully on that. And so now I've been able to have millions and millions of views on other videos we put out that have been picked up by newspapers where we talked about A Modest Proposal and how we could expose the absurdity of eating children to expose those that just say, let the third world die. Of course, Modest Proposal's about Irish children, letting them die, saying, well, let's just not let them die. Wasting 7 pounds of meat. Let's eat them. But just like on Joe Rogan, I talked about the Modest Proposal and the governor, Blackface of Virginia, saying we need to keep the babies alive and harvest their organs. And I said, that's very Swiftian of him. But instead of this being satire, he really does that. But it's okay that he kills babies. I just talked about eating my neighbors. I said, let's not kill babies. Let's eat our neighbors. They went, oh, he wants to kill his neighbors.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's the Alex Jones Show.
So I'm going to respond right now to the big story, number one trending on Twitter on Friday and on Saturday. More than 20 million views, the different versions of the videos just that I've seen, of an edited tape of yours truly saying, if there's a total societal collapse and it's road war and everybody's starving to death, the Pentagon says that in about 10 days, most people without food, either commit suicide or become cannibals. I said I would have to size up my neighbors and prepare to butcher them and eat them. Of course, it was total satire to illustrate that there's 135 million extra people starving to death, according to the United Nations, right now. And I'm going to show you those statistics. I'm going to show you the head of the World Food Program saying that. That's all very serious. Well, of course, the media took it out of context. And I was being intense to illustrate it and said, Jones really means this. He's so desperate. After being deplatformed, he's at home with no food. Here's Forbes. Please don't eat your neighbor. Why? What Alex Jones said is so dangerous. They go on to say, he is commanding the people in Michigan who stormed the Capitol, they may start eating people. You talk about satire, but they're writing this as serious. Now, let's get into it. A modest proposal from 1730 was Jonathan Swift, an Anglo/Irish cleric, who was so sick of watching people starve to death by the thousands and the English government saying, oh, it doesn't matter, keep their taxes high. He said, well, then let's just tell them to raise their babies and sell them to us and we'll eat them. He describes how to fatten them up, how to butcher them. And it's the most famous piece of satire out there. And so I brought it up a lot and I figured I'd get attacked for it. I didn't know it would go this big. And then I could illustrate what was happening in Africa and Asia and Latin America with the mass starvation that the lockdown, not COVID-19. The headlines are UN begs for billions because 135 million are on the verge of starvation because of COVID. No, because the UN and the globalists ran the lockdown that they admit is meant to cause a societal shutdown and collapse. When the first world turns into the third world sinks and dies. That's an Alex Jones quote. So let's continue. Now, a lot of folks did get it. RT got it. It's a Swift reference, Alex Jones says. Eat my neighbors. Rant was satire to highlight people starving in COVID-19 lockdown. National File got it. CCN got it. Alex Jones makes a modest proposal in cannibalistic meltdown. So you can go read it for yourself. Now, here's the AP. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million people to the brink of starvation. Here's another one. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million to the brink of starvation. So see, I'm not making any of that up as usual. So let's go ahead and play the clip of Mr. Beasley, the head of the UN food program, talking about hundreds of thousands starving to death a week. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
I'm sorry, fake news. I said 300,000 a week. I'm sorry, it's a day. And by the way, I was reading numbers just last week in a U.S. intelligence report that came out, the Washington Post reported, that mirrored Zero Hedge and InfoWars that broke it 2 months ago, that it was 450 urns a day being photographed outside the houses, and that so much sulfur was being picked up by private satellites at these burn sites that they estimated it was thousands of bodies a day. So a bunch of people did die. And it looks like it's some kind of race-specific bioweapon that they were testing for maybe a vaccine they're making. We're not sure, but we know it's man-made. So the virus does kill some people. And then, of course, there's U.S. intelligence saying exactly what researchers online did their own research and came up with. That's the power of HUMET, the power of the general public just researching things. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. But that was the internet researching that. I didn't do that research, but we looked at it and it was credible. It was real evidence. And it's what all the other evidence showed. But why is this important? I'm up here talking about 130 something million people dying in the next year if this lockdown continued. Already millions dying right now. Usually 10 million die a year. They're talking about it being much, much more. 30 million's conservative. Okay? Where is the humanity there? It's not even a million people dead worldwide with bloated coronavirus numbers. Now, again, I'm not the first person to do Jonathan Swift allegories in the modern parlance, because AOC has called for cutting global carbon by half, which would kill billions, the studies show. A turns out researcher, a person that was aware of this, went to an AOC event last year and said, we don't just need to get rid of all the cows and the farms and eat less food to save the earth. We need to eat the babies. Here it is.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of
the babies. Now, folks, we joke around about this, but if you read the UN Sustainable Development Agenda and Program and all the rest of it, that's what they say. And they're all bragging right now that, oh, this is good. And, well, it is good. It's going to depopulate the third world, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. You just heard the head of the UN food program tell you that. But see, one arm of the UN's running the giant bio attack and the shutdown and the fear that is the real effect that will kill tens of millions. So when somebody gets in your face about be a hero and, you know, bow to the medical workers, most of them are partying their asses off and the hospitals are empty. That's a fact, folks, because they get $39,000 per COVID patient. Look out. You come in there with a cold, they're going to snake a thing down your throat, blow your lungs out, kill your ass, and then collect the money on your dead ass. Now, remember all the rest of the footage of the left celebrating eating babies and celebrating art where trannies simulate abortions on themselves and how kill your kids and, oh, have an abortion, have power over your baby, kill it. But now Alex Jones is so mean. He went on air and said he's going to kill his neighbors. You're right. If there's a total collapse and everything, you're right. I won't eat full-grown adults because they're good. I will go out with the left and I will eat babies. Or I will support Governor Northam when he says keep babies alive instead of just harvesting their organs. I'll go down to the hospital and I'll buy aborted babies to eat them. Now, the headline will be Alex Jones wants to buy aborted babies and eat them. No, that's what Governor Northam does. He keeps them alive. He takes their organs. But because it's real, everyone says it's good and loving. But because I'm pointing out how evil they are and trying to save people, I'm the bad guy. That's how the delusion works with the corporate media. Speaking of food, the whole civilization and society is designed to collapse. If this depression continues, we'll be dying like people in the third world. So don't eat your neighbors and don't eat your babies. I would never do that. I would take personally another route. No, ladies and gentlemen, get high-quality storable food, which we have now available again. Most other places don't have it. They'll take your orders and make you wait. We actually have the food. It's being packaged fresh right now. Very high quality, very good price. InfoWarsStore.com. And then it funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the full selection of Ready Hour, the entire catalog, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have back in stock X2 that is such a great defense against the globalists. X2 back in stock, 50% off. And we have krill oil, 50% off. Highest quality krill oil. Research how great that is for you at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The United Nations World Health Food Program head says 135 million people could starve to death this year. He says the numbers show already 300,000 a day are dying. And I mentioned Wuhan and the urns never got to the main point. I was reading the numbers of people that normally die in China every day, and it's over like a million people. But then they talk about 4,000 died or 5,000 died in China of COVID. Who knows what the truth is? The lies are so insane. Now it's admitted by the CDC on their own site that 37,000 have died in the United States. I saw them on Fox News this morning say it's 100,000. But Imperial College gives us the models, the same ones that were 50 times bigger. The same Imperial College and groups that told us the ice caps would all be melted by 2017. They're bigger than ever. I mean, it's like the biggest liars. And then Fauci is the main guy controlling the Wuhan lab in coronavirus research. This is absolutely insane. Now, talk about the fear-mongering. Governor Newsom on the communist holiday, May Day, came out. And what did he do? Well, on May Day, he said, you can't go to any of the beaches or any of the parks. They're all closed. You're all bad people. We're saving you. Remember, it was, oh, just a few weeks. You got to be closed. Now it's like, oh, you're in the handcuffs. We control you. We're going to bankrupt the local economy. Only big box stores will be able to operate. The forced inoculations are coming. We're forming spy grids with Bill Clinton called contact tracers. And tens of thousands of people showed up. The media said 1,000. But I went and found helicopter footage and other shots where they just showed it up and down the roads, on the beaches, huge masses of people. But the news would show cropped footage. Yeah, there's some of the better footage, but that goes for miles down the beach. But the police were there tackling, attacking in some of the towns. In other towns, the police say, we're not enforcing this. It's crap. And it turns out in Florida, in places that didn't close the beaches, they had lower numbers. This is incredible. Again, this has never been done before. But here's the fear-mongering in California where the media trots out the Grim Reaper who's walking up and down the beach saying, I don't want to kill you. It's dangerous. Get out of here. I'm going to go dress up as the Grim Reaper and say, I don't want you to take the vaccines. I don't want to have to take you. Or I do want to take you. Don't be here on the beach and get vitamin D. This is such fear-mongering by the corporate media. Here it is.
At Miramar Beach Access 49 here in Walton County, and today is a pretty big day. The beaches are fully reopened for the first time in more than a month. And while some residents are happy, some are not. And one of those people is Walton County resident and Florida lawyer Daniel Ulfelder. Today he's going to be protesting the beaches being open, all while dressed as the Grim Reaper. And I'm actually joined by him now. I'm going to step out of the frame and hand him the mic so he can explain why he's here and why he is dressed the way that he is. Daniel?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here today to try to make a point that we need to, I think it's premature that we open our beaches. I'm a huge proponent of public beaches, and I've been fighting for that for years. But I think that the danger of bringing all the people here to our area and spreading the virus, and I think it's going to prolong the recovery we have. And I think that we should take better measures. And it's drawing people from all over the world to our beautiful beaches. It's too soon, and it's not appropriate.
That's enough of the Grim Reaper. Now, the real Grim Reaper is Bill Gates and the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if we don't stop the global collapse, you're going to be poor. Many Americans will starve, but 100 plus million will starve to death the next year. And those are accurate numbers. One arm of the UN says, give me money to feed all the starving people so they can make them dependent. But a bunch will die. And the other is hyping the end of civilization. Jason Jones is a very successful, famous filmmaker, author, researcher, and a local community activist. He lives in Hawaii. He thought he would go out and protest the government shutdown. It's one of the most draconian in the world. And the police kettled them. They surrounded them, something he knew about being in the military, and slammed to the ground. This is some nice HD footage. I saw some raw footage of them actually brutalizing people. But good to have you here with us, and tell us what's going on. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. It's a privilege to have this friendship with you to share the story for my community. You know, I was so exhausted that day because my organization works on food insecurity in the most vulnerable countries in the world. So I had been up since 4 a.m. my time working on Ethiopia and Nigeria, published a white paper 4 weeks ago on the coming famine. Now, as you said, the World Food Program said another 165 million people are going to starve to death this year alone because of the shutdown. So I was exhausted. I said to my wife and my kids, we're just going to go there. If people ask me to speak, I'm not going to speak. Let's just go show and stand in solidarity with everyone and then go barbecue. But we showed up and it was peaceful. It was upbeat. There was a small police presence. But as a former infantryman, I've done plenty of cordon and searches of villages. And all of a sudden, I noticed a military maneuver. There was what effectively would be a platoon of police officers coming from one direction. And as I went to go address them off about a half a block away, I noticed that they were surrounding us. They had these thick notepads for their citations. So I wasn't going to wait to them to come to me. I went to them. And, you know, I lost my cool a little bit saying that I was videotaping them. And I was saying their name and their badge number on Facebook Live, which I regret that I was so aggressive because I really do feel sorry for them. They're just doing what they're told. It's not an excuse, but that's just what most people do. And
well, you don't like being on martial law lockdown when we know that the thing is basically a giant hoax.
And I don't like military maneuvers against families. And so then they were harassing people. And as people were being harassed, they would call for me. So at one point I ran over to a prominent lawyer in town and she's like, help, Jason, help. And so I just again started challenging them. And They were about to arrest my wife. Then she just walked away. She goes, honey, just walk away with me and they won't arrest you. And then I walked away. And then the police officer said, yes, just pretend you're leaving and we'll leave you alone. You have a smart wife. And I said, whoa, I'm walking away from you, but I'm not pretending that I'm leaving. I'm here. And here's a letter from the attorney general. You are not to interfere in my First Amendment rights as I'm here to assemble. I'm here to express grievances. And I am covering this as a journalist. And they said, well, if you don't give us your ID and take a citation and leave, we'll arrest you. And I said, well, then I'll sue you. And they handcuffed me. They put me in the car. And where I stayed for 3 hours, I went there, I chipped my tooth. The guy took a sharp turn and hit my face and chipped my tooth. But yeah, it was just shocking to see a police perform a military maneuver. I will say when I was at the police station for 3 hours, handcuffed in a car, police would come out and they were having meetings. And I was just watching them and listening. Several would come up to me and say, you know, hey, I'm with you. This is stupid. As they were fingerprinting me, they were, they're talking about how stupid our mayor is and how ridiculous all of this is. I've since received Facebook messages from members
of HPD. But still, we need to make the point. 135 million are going to starve to death. This leaked out of China or was released purposely to create the hysteria. And because it's not the flu or something else that normally kills this many anyways, it's new, so everybody's totally into this fear. It's like never going in the ocean again because there's shark attacks, or never driving a car again. That's going to cause the shutdown of society and mass death, and it already is.
Well, Alex, on that note, I'm getting reports from Nigeria. People are starving to death. Violence is erupting in India, Nigeria, all around the world. And, you know, I wish I could tell you the number one reason I was there was for the Bill of Rights. But that is not why I was there primarily.
Exactly. I've shifted away from just America and our rights. That's important. This is global collapse.
And Alex, listen to this. As food becomes scarce around the world,
price goes up here.
50% unemployment in Hawaii. We're the furthest place in the world from any place in the world. We cannot feed ourselves. We will starve. My friends and neighbors, many of them support the shutdown. They do not understand. They will starve to death.
They don't get the chain reaction that's known. The globalists know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, there was a Twitter, Instagram war of people mad at me as a holy guy out there. Who am I? And some of my children's friends were, Uncle, I'm so sad about this. I said, listen, I care for them so much. I don't care what they think of me. I was there so they don't
exactly stay right there. Do five more minutes with us. We've got Dr. Boyle, who first exposed this as a Chinese bioweapon simulant to create fear and get us to trigger the shutdown of our economy. This is their response to us winning the trade war and starting to level the playing field that had been designed to make sure we were deindustrialized. We started leveling that, and that's just not allowed because the globalists have sold us out to China, which is now all coming out. Okay, but there's a civil war going on in America. And please remember, listeners, as this chain reaction shuts down, we're already having trouble with our suppliers for the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements. They're already telling us, oh, hey, we may not be able to take orders anymore for a while because everything's breaking down. The other companies are shutting down. You better get your orders in for our products while you still can, because I don't know how long we'll be able to stay on the air once things shut down completely if we're not able to bring in a revenue stream. So InfoWars knows what's coming. We predicted it all. And in case we can't turn this around, which looks like we may not be able to, I would get your storable food and get your supplements and get your T-shirts. I don't know how long InfoWars will be here, okay? And I'm not trying to be dramatic, folks, okay? Just wait till you learn about it, okay? I can't. We have the new 5G Kills T-shirt. If you ever wanted InfoWars shirts into the future, when there's martial law, they kill Trump, everything's shut down. I'm serious. I mean, you see what's going on. They're planning to kill the president, have martial law, arrest all the media. They'll put a bullet in Tucker Carlson's head, Sean Hannity. They're going to kill everybody, folks, if they make their move. I'm telling you that there's Chi-Com agents everywhere. Believe me. And they got people embedded inside the federal agencies. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins, all set up Event 201 in lockstep. Public battle plans to use the stampeding fear of a deadly virus to bring in permanent martial law, a collapse of the third world, mass starvation, and total surveillance. And I can tell you that the globalists believe they can overthrow the U.S. government completely, overthrow Trump, and literally arrest and kill the media and the resistance. And they are intending to use this depression to drive Trump out or use it as cover to assassinate him. And during the hysteria of the ongoing corporate deep state, blue city, blue state coup, be able to remove the opposition and bring in permanent martial law and say, go back in your houses now. We've got a new virus outbreak where they can throttle this on and off. This is global corporate dictatorship. Jason Jones is here, filmmaker, a veteran, where they have continued lockdown there in Hawaii, even though he has the attorney general with a letter saying, do not stop his demonstration. He just showed up there. He got arrested. Tell us where you're going with this whole situation.
Well, I'm going to go try to meet with the police union tomorrow to let them know, ask their officers to stand down. We are going to continue to stand up, and we're filing an injunction in federal court so we can continue to protest, and our rights that are protected by the Constitution will indeed be protected and not violated. And Alex, as you're talking, you know, when people stop in and see, what is Alex Jones talking about? Is this guy for real? Is this serious? I have right here a hat of the Uyghur. What the Uyghur people wear, 3 million in concentration camps. Western corporations participate with the Chinese to imprison the Uyghur. They harvest their organs. This is mainstream media. Do you think your life is worth more to these people than those Uyghurs? No. Bill Gates, for decades, has been preventing the use of DDT in Africa and chloroquine in Africa for malaria. 500 million people dead. Do you think Bill Gates values your life more than that child in Nigeria? No. This is not conspiracy. You can Google it. These are the facts. But unlike the Uyghur and unlike that child in Nigeria, we have the history. We have a constitution. We've had examples in our country's heritage who to model ourselves after. If we do not free ourselves, the world will collapse into a tyranny, a totalitarian hellhole that you can't even begin to imagine. I was in front of the Hawaii State Capitol as much for the folks in Nigeria and in India and in conflict zones and for the Uyghur in East Turkestan as I was for my neighbors. We are now all in the same boat.
That's right. We take it for granted living in America. Yeah. And now that hedge of protection is being taken down, pure evil's rushing in. And Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft all work in China. And it came out Apple particularly runs at the death camps of the Uyghurs, them making components for Apple. It's on record. And as you said, there's the famous footage that was leaked of the Uyghurs and men being let out to kill in that sports stadium with thousands of them. I mean, this is as big as the Nazi Holocaust going on right now, and it's just accepted.
Yeah, Alex, and they say guys like you and I, Christian conservatives, we hate. We love them so much. We're you and that. We're thinking about them. Where is the mainstream media on 3 million ethnic minority Muslims in slave camps having their organs harvested, having their women raped? Where are they? Why are they downplaying the catastrophe in Nigeria that's coming to the Horn of Africa, to India? Where are these people? They're so progressive. They're with you till it doesn't pay. They're with you till it costs. You know, we're with you when it matters. We're not going to showboat and tell the world how great we are because we care about distant people. No. When you need us, we're there. We are all in the same boat together. We're free together and we'll eat together. That's it. That's where we are now.
And by the way, there's 30 minutes of this footage of them in giant death camps, people living in containers being marched around and executed. And somebody in China leaked this. This is millions and the men being let off to be killed. Those people that haven't behaved themselves, haven't worked properly with hoods over their heads preparing to be executed. God bless you, Mr. Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, he's been a frequent guest in the last, 17, 18 years on air since I first had him on. And he has prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic, a dictator at The Hague. He has represented the U.S. government, other governments at the United Nations. He is a professor. He's a doctor of law, has a lot of other degrees from Harvard. Francis A. Boyle, and we're reconnecting with him right now on his Skype. But he is a leading American expert in international law. He's responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Terrorism Act of 1989, then a bunch of other implementing legislation. He's an expert on bioweapons and the laws of those. He's also an author. And while we're getting him reconnected, because his Skype had a problem, he first reported in January that it was clearly an offensive bioweapon coming out of the Wuhan lab. Well, now you have major Western intelligence agencies that are coming out, and they are saying that it's conclusive. Well, I don't just believe what a Western intelligence agency says. We know that time and time and time again that if you look at this, the major international corporations go do things in China that they're not allowed to do anywhere else. And working with these weaponized chimera coronaviruses, to then be able to release these weaponized coronaviruses later. And so regardless right now, we cannot have Fauci up there running around being the person running all of this when he is on record now, even Newsweek's reporting, funding the coronavirus stuff himself. Well, that's what Dr. Boyle said back in January. You can go watch the interviews. I'll give you the headlines. But that's the reality of what's going on. But I want to play clip 7 here while I get him on the line. China has started World War III. And this is General Robert Spalding. We're going to play that clip. And then I've got another report with Jack Posobiec, Chinese United Front Network orchestrated clandestine operation to hoard key emergency gear. Well, we know they did that. And so now UT's under criminal investigation for being a Chinese communist front, literally, not just connected to Wuhan. So this whole house of cards is coming down, but that makes the globalist very, very dangerous, very, very dangerous at this point. So let's go ahead and go to those important clips.
If America is to survive, and what I mean by that is if it's going to continue as a democratic constitutional republic, then Americans are going to have to stand up and fight for it. It's not going to be given to you free. It's not going to be handed to your children or grandchildren for free. You know, our founding fathers had to fight for it. You know, along the 240 plus years of our existence, people had to stand up and fight. The fight is just different this time. You don't have to go, you know, pick up a weapon and go fight in some faraway land. You have to fight for democracy right here at home by recognizing that democracy here is under assault. Look at what happened with the NBA. It's clear as day if you choose to look at it.
So in a way, we're already in World War III?
We are in World War III, and you are in the front lines. I am now in the front lines. When I had a uniform on, I was, you know, working in the government. I wasn't really paying attention, but now I'm fully woke, and I'm taking up the battle cry, and this is one of the ways that I'm doing it.
In a shocking report first published by Global News, China is seen sending a call to action through diversified arms of state media, state-controlled enterprises, diplomatic channels, and their overseas diaspora. This effort was orchestrated by the United Front, which is directly controlled by party chairman Xi Jinping. These clandestine United Front networks are operationally coordinated from Chinese consulates and embassies around the world, from Canada to Australia to Japan and the United States. At the same time, China was telling the world there was no human-to-human transmission of the virus and that the pandemic was no cause for alarm around the world. The WHO repeated these claims as well as much of Western media. However, even as China was launching this clandestine operation overseas, it was portrayed as a warlike effort at home in state media. In addition, U.S. Congress has reported that China slapped export restrictions on U.S. companies producing PPE in China, such as 3M, which led to a diplomatic standoff between the nations. According to Beijing's own records, this effort was a resounding success, and China imported over 2 billion safety masks by March, as seen in customs reports. And of course, the masks that China hoarded were then sold back to the rest of the world, many times higher than their original cost. Chinese propaganda stated, "Every overseas Chinese is a warrior," Xinhua News. They continued, "They traveled day and night and raced against time to send back batches of scarce supplies for the motherland." To be clear, China used their diplomatic corps and propaganda outlets to launch a clandestine United Front operation against the countries of the world while they covered up the pandemic and became the world's largest hoarder of critical supplies. These revelations are shocking and must be investigated by governments around the world. For One American News, I'm Jack Posobiec.
All right, joining us now for the rest of the hour is the man who first reported all this back in January, Dr. Boyle. Now to have Trump come out this week and say he's seen the evidence, and then the media says, no, you haven't. And they released the new Five Eyes report that say, we know it's man-made, we know it came out of the lab, but we think it leaked. Why the hell would anybody release this on purpose? But I think more and more the way China responded, buying up all the critical gear, telling their people that it was a war, to contaminate masks and kits they were sending over here, that I think they launched it on purpose with the deep state to have the clampdown. But regardless, Dr. Boyle, what do you make now of five world intelligence agencies, Western intelligence agencies, the United States, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, all exactly agreeing with what you said?
Alex, thank you very much for having me on. I'm sorry my
it's okay. I totally understand, sir.
Didn't work here. Well, yes. If you have a look at that report on the Australian Daily Telegraph, and now it's all over the world, it's clear that Five Eyes is agreeing with everything I've had to say since I gave that interview on geopolitics on January 24 that went viral and has now been censored off of YouTube. But I note for the record that, first Mr. Schroyer picked me up, and then you did right after that. And so we've been consistently covering this all along. Yes, it's nice that, finally, after all this time, the truth has come out, Alex, because we really can't figure out what to do from here unless we have a thorough understanding of exactly what happened. And as that Five Eyes report confirms, this is a extreme, existentially dangerous DNA, genetically engineered, biological warfare weapon coming out of that Wuhan BSL-4, which we also must understand, this is China's first Fort Detrick. There's nothing beneficent at all about that laboratory. BSL-4s like Fort Detrick engage in every hideous form of Nazi biological warfare, research, development, testing, stockpiling you can possibly imagine. I still go along from what I can see here, Alex, that this was a leak, that it's also obvious that there were previous leaks at the Chinese BSL-3s of biological...
Well, that's why you say it's a leak, is the bird flu, the swine flu, the SARS. I mean, they're constantly leaking like a sieve. Let's come back and talk about what this means and where your next predictions your next analysis, because as you said many times, this was hidden in plain view and that Fauci was up to his eyeballs. That's now breaking as well. And the word is Trump's getting ready to expose him. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm your host, Alex Jones. President Trump came out and said the deep state and Comey tried to overthrow the elected government, which is treason, And now Fox News is reporting that Comey should get the death penalty. That's on InfoWars.com. So I'm not up here saying things like we're at total war. And I just played top intel generals, you know, coming out and saying we're at war. And the dumb Democrats are so naive inside these agencies and things that think, oh, you're kumbaya, globalism, China's sweet. And, you know, they're better than Trump. And the Washington Post has headlines, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump. I mean, it's just unbelievable how crazy you people are. And that's a whole other issue that I want to get into with Dr. Francis Boyle, because he's been an expert in international law and national law, and wrote the U.S. Bioweapons law. Then most of it got adopted as world law about the attempted coups. And I know he's nonpartisan, folks, but I know he's spoken to this. So we'll get his constitutional, you know, lawyer hat on in the last segment on this huge subject. That, believe me, folks, I'll tell you what's going on behind the scenes if I'm able to, but this is not fun. This is a cloak and dagger show. I'm just an American that did my own research and has guests on that cares about the country. And look at our track record of saying we're really at war with China, and having experts on that tell you exactly what's now coming out. That's why we blew Fiona Hill's cover as the one bringing in the Soros moles. She's on 60 Minutes. I mean, you have to understand, they have put the hit out on us, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. We need your prayers right now. Going back to Dr. Boyle, you've got the floor, sir. Instead of me interrupting, get into what this means that the Five Eyes have now come out with the exact analysis of you. Do you want to get back into how you knew it, the documents coming out? Now it's even mainstream news that Fauci, even Newsweek's reporting on it, even AP mentioned it, that Fauci ran, it looks like, much of the coronavirus research there. The Facebook fact checker was involved in it. I mean, it's like a conspiracy of NIH, Rockefeller Foundation, Fauci operatives. I mean, is Fauci actually above Bill Gates?
Well, Alex, let me get back to your previous point, which is I personally believe, and I've discussed this with before, we are at war here with COVID. That's the enemy right now. I still stand by my figure that it's 15 to 17% lethality rate. That was confirmed last week in the New York Times. They had a lethality science looking at it, saying that in China in January, before they undertook their mitigation measures, it was 17% lethality. So I think this is what we are dealing with. And we have to understand that I think President Trump has to come to grips with that. We're at war with COVID. It's existentially dangerous. The figures we are being given on casualties are completely bogus. The Financial Times last week ran an article on excess casualties, that the real figures here are not the reported casualties, but the excess casualties. And they went country by country, and the excess casualties were twice the reported casualties. So I think that's probably what has happened here in the United States. As of today, we're being told it's only 64,000 people who are dead. Well, excess casualties, no one's given us a figure on that. My guess, it's twice what we are being told. And these officials at CDC and many of the others are just downplaying what we are really facing, Alex. Sure, Fauci and all the rest of them are in this together. They are up to their eyeballs in Nazi biological warfare work here. We've discussed this before. It's all in that article, the articles I've gone through with you. They've all violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that provides for life imprisonment. I'm calling for Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel, just like he appointed Dunham to deal with the Russiagate. I don't think he should appoint Dunham, because Dunham's covered up before for the CIA. I think he needs to appoint an outside special counsel with the full powers of the Department of Justice to find out what did they know and when did they know it. Fauci, Collins, and everyone involved in that UNC laboratory there, Barrick, National Institutes of Health, right, and the sponsoring institutions at Wuhan, including my dis alma mater, Harvard. They were a sponsor. They are a sponsoring institution there at China's Fort Detrick. Ask yourself, why is Harvard a sponsoring institution of Fort Detrick in China?
This is just a giant mess. And the issue Trump has is the deep state that launched all this, Trump did, and I'm not just defending Trump, it's true, is he blaming him now for it all happening. So he needs to blame who did it. And he's up there on the stage with the very culprits. This is just beyond bizarre.
That's exactly correct. I understand, I'm not here to, you know, personally to criticize Trump or something.
No, I understand. What I'm asking is, Dr. Boyle, then how does Trump navigate out of this? Because you were on the show 11 weeks ago saying he's got to fire Fauci and basically, you know, investigate him, or because they're gonna do a bad job because they want to cover it up.
Of course they want to cover it up. Their own criminal culpability, Alex. These people face life imprisonment under my statute. You're exactly correct. And I don't, now it seems today, I didn't see Pompeo's full comments on MSNBC, but it does seem that maybe Pompeo understands what's going on here.
Well, he said China lied to us, and
obviously he has access to that Five Eyes report. It's all over everywhere, and I would hope President Trump would start asking some tough questions here about what's really going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fauci, here's where I agree with you. You've been right all along. I don't want this virus to be super deadly, but the scientists saw it. It's man-made. The discoverer of HIV has scanned it, and he says, no, it's man-made. So the fact that they've been trying to cover that up is because they don't want people to know that a precursor of this was transferred under Obama and under Fauci because it was made illegal here to China. And you've talked about the providence and the whole trail. But then the very same people that are doing this say, never shake hands again, take an inoculation, and Fauci then gets all the power out of what they basically birthed. You've pointed out that vaccines for flu and vaccines for novel coronaviruses, because it's such a big species of virus, doesn't do anything. So that's my point is, go ahead.
Alex, you're perfectly right. If you follow the mainstream news media, they're all calling for vaccines. And this is preposterous. There is no evidence to believe that any vaccine is going to work on that. Indeed, Barrick at UNC has made comments indicating that part of the gain of function was to make their COVID there immune to vaccines and ordinary therapeutics that would affect coronavirus in the first place. So all these demands for vaccines, this is extremely dangerous. And then demanding people take vaccines, these challenge studies, they're just going to be infecting people. My estimate from everything I've seen is that these vaccines will be more dangerous than worthless. And of course, Bill Gates is out there pushing.
By the way, you said that 11 weeks ago. Gates came out 2 weeks ago and said 700,000 will get sick or die from the vaccine. How does he even know that number, and why is he admitting it? Because he wants liability protection. Let's talk about what comes next with Dr. Francis Boyle. I'm Alex Jones. Tell folks how to tune in, listeners.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Welcome back. Dr. Francis Boyle, author, researcher, doctor of law, also many other degrees from Harvard, is an expert on globalism. He's an expert who's tried some of the most famous international cases at The Hague against war criminals. And he is the author of the U.S. biological weapons law that then much of it got adopted into world treaty. And he said back in January 24th that it was offensive biological weapons that he believes leaked. And then he laid out the postulates of how that happened. Now the Five Eyes have come out and said that's what they think happened. And that's now the only last shoe to drop is that it is a man-made chimera. But that was a big controversy in 2015, that they made the chimera of this COVID-19, of SARS, corona, SARS, all the same thing, and gave it to China. Just recapping this. And so now they've got a vaccine they want for us, which most experts say could be way more deadly than the disease, could spread it. Because it's a chimera, they're saying they're going to have a live one that But then how are they going to attenuate that? And then it's a chimera, so it mutates in wild ways. I mean, there's a larger dark plan behind this. And I think we can find out exactly what's going on, obviously, Dr. Boyle, by looking at the original programs here in the United States that got moved offshore. Is that an important place to start, or where do you want to go now?
Well, I think, Alex, what needs to be done is that President Trump has to level with the American people. Just be honest and say, look here, we have fifth columnists in the United States that were cooperating with Communist China to manufacture this existentially dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon to be used against us, and that it leaked out of that China's Fort Detrick, as best as I can figure out, maybe mid-November, and China has been lying about it from the get-go ever since, just like they did on the SARS before that, and it's all propaganda and disinformation, and we are facing a situation here in America dealing with COVID that is reminiscent of World War II. That I think is the message that President Trump needs to give to the American people between you and me. I think that's most important now, and that every decision flows from there. Alex, how can we possibly come to grips with this when up until recently, it's all based on lies, propaganda, and disinformation produced by all these Nazi biowarfare death scientists and the mainstream news media? Gates has access there to CNN whenever he wants to. We know CNN is basically a front organization for the CIA. And MSNBC is not much better. I'm not endorsing Fox here either. But that's where we are, Alex. And if this is not handled properly, this will continue. I'm very concerned about, you know, opening the lifting the mitigation measures. So far, they've been able to reduce the lethality. I think we have to move in the same direction that South Korea has, where you have massive diagnostic testing of your people. You have quarantine. I would not say 14 days. I would say at least 21 days. You would have treatment for people who need it, and free of charge for all American people, because, you know, we're not responsible for this. And then as South Korea is slowly doing now, now that they seem to have it under control, they're slowly opening up South Korea. I think that's the direction we need to move between you and me, if you're asking me my opinion.
And I know you're looking at that from the virus's perspective, but clearly the globalists say they want this to end the U.S. economic system and have China win. China is reopened, pretty much, they claim, but pushing for us to stay closed. So I understand it's two different things, but what about the issue with the United Nations World Food Program head saying additional 300,000 people are starving every day? I don't know if that's exaggerated, but regardless, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. I mean, we know the numbers on that. So how do you triage or weigh those two?
Well, Alex, I don't think we can help the rest of the world until we first solve this problem here in the United States. And I don't believe COVID is under control at all. We have to bring it under control first here in America, and then we can turn around and help other people. The WHO has been completely compromised here. Imagine this, Alex, that China's Fort Detrick is a WHO-sponsored research laboratory. Of course the WHO knew exactly what was going on over there, just like Fauci did, and they lied and they covered it up from the get-go. You can't believe anything.
Well, I agree with you. I don't see how Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates funding all this when it's on record, and so sloppily on record. I don't see how they get away with it. And look at this, Wall Street Journal, U.S. probes University of Texas links to Chinese labs scrutinized over coronavirus. Well, it's well known that much of our big universities had become Chinese run.
Alex, it's even worse than that. If you have a look at the UNC Wuhan article, scientific article, you will see that Galveston cooperated with them on what was going on there at UNC.
It's and that's right the University of Texas bioweapon lab in Galveston.
Right. It's a BSL-4. It's a biological warfare weapons lab down there, too. You know, it should be shut down. And the people involved here, in my opinion, should be investigated and prosecuted.
And by the way, whenever George W. Bush...
Anti-terrorism act. And that's why I think Attorney General Barr needs to appoint a special counsel to handle this entire matter and get to the bottom of what really happened here. Meanwhile, I think we need President Trump out there leading the country in what I think is World War III against COVID. That's the way I see it.
Now, let's talk about that, because I know this information gets to the president, gets to other people, and that's one reason they want to shut down. And I probably need to talk to you privately off air soon, Professor, and get your advice as a very famous criminal prosecutor as well. But they have covert operators. You talk about this third column or this fifth column. I mean, right now, these factions, the Democrats are the CIA globalist faction. There's different factions, obviously, in the CIA, but they're the main one. They're the dug-in deep state. And they are, behind the scenes, just terrorizing and harassing anybody in the media that tells the truth. I know you were put on no-fly list. I know you've been harassed for telling the truth about how dangerous these BSL-4s were, you know, over a decade ago. But I just hope Trump understands that we've got to move against these people quickly, because they are literally terrorizing the American people right now.
Well, Alex, you're right. As I told you, when I blew the whistle on Amerithrax coming out of a U.S. biological warfare program in the first week of November 2001, that is right after the anthrax attacks, it was clearly a biological warfare weapon. I've been completely censored out of all mainstream news media all over the world. And indeed, people have been threatened to prevent them from dealing with me. Just to give you one example to show you the deep state in operation here, I got a phone call from the late Congressman Walter Jones, a very prominent Republican there in North Carolina, a prominent, powerful member on the House Armed Services Committee, asking me for my advice on another matter, and would I help him out on the matter? I said, sure, I'd be happy to. And then at the end of that conversation, I said, you know, Congressman Jones, you're there out representing Fort Bragg, and you're
this is not
there.
This is not a cliffhanger. We got satellites. We got to go to break. Stay right there. We'll come back with a cliffhanger.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones here, and I don't try to get up here and say sensational things just to say it when I'm covering serious news. Sometimes I do satire, like last Tuesday, I got picked up Friday, was the number one thing on Twitter for 2 days, where I said, I'm not going to eat people's children during a collapse, I'm going to eat my neighbors. And then I went on to explain I was doing a Jonathan Swift allegory, but the media cut that out and played just a minute of it out of context. But I knew they'd do that, and people then came and found the truth of what I was talking about. But I'm very serious when we're here, being serious 99% of the time. And, you know, things have gotten so crazy these days that even though I like to have fun on air, that's how I started out on talk radio, I may just completely stop satire for a while, because Americans can't seem to understand it. The week before that, I put out a video saying Alex Jones joins Facebook, because one of the crew had a Facebook shirt and a Facebook cap. They'd done a piece on Facebook. I put it on, and I introed the piece being very sarcastic about censorship, people think it's real, even though in the write-up it says it's satire. So Americans have seemed to, at least some of them, not figure that out. And that's what media is now playing into. So in the age of fake news, we can't even do satire because then people think it's real news. Now, recapping what you were saying, Dr. Boyle, sorry we got cut off by the break. You were talking about a very good man who we had on many, many times, very sad when he passed last year, Walter B. Jones, 76, dies, Republican turned against Iraq war. You were talking about people that you talked to then getting threatened or you getting threatened. And there's a lot of other guests that never come back on again because they get death threatened or they get calls from certain agencies when they come on. So this is all part of an intimidation campaign against people like yourself and I. So please continue with the story that you were just now telling us.
Right. So after I had given my advice to Congressman Jones on the matter he had called for, and I agreed to work with him on it, I then said, you know, Congressman Jones, you represent Fort Bragg out there, and Obama is ordering all your troops to go to Liberia, and you need to understand that what they are confronting here is basically an offensive biological warfare weapon vaccine that is coming out of that BSL-4 in Kenema, Sierra Leone. Fort Detrick is there. Tulane is there. CDC is there. And this has nothing to do with bats, that this is an extremely dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon. It seems to me it's a vaccine that's part of a weapon that has live Ebola in it and is giving everyone Ebola. So obviously, Congressman Jones, representing Fort Bragg there, you know, was very concerned about this and said, called in his top staffer and said, I'm going to put my top staffer on this. Would you please work with him? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. They then sent me an email. I responded. I said, you know, here's everything I have on that. I'm happy to work with you. Please let me know how you want to go from here. No response, nothing. I followed up repeatedly. They would not take my phone calls. They would not take my emails, nothing. Obviously, they were threatened. Now, you have to ask yourself, who has the power to threaten a very powerful and senior member, a Republican, on the House Armed Services Committee that is acting on behalf of his constituents there at Fort Bragg? And even after I liked Congressman Jones, I had enormous respect for him, as you pointed out yourself. And after Congressman Jones died, I sent a letter of condolence into his office saying, please convey this to his family. No response, nothing. That's the type of stuff that goes on here, Alex, and this has happened to me repeatedly before.
And the great danger is we're going to let these crazy people at the NIH, these mad scientists that openly work with Communist China, just do whatever they want, control our response to this, and cover it up. Here's one of the videos. This was just now on Fox News. I want to get your take on this. Former ex-CIA agent, who's a Democrat, says Comey must get the death penalty if found guilty of treason, getting into how they tried to set up Flynn, how they set up everybody else to overthrow Trump, which we now know the FBI did. They've been caught red-handed, at least that group of Democrats inside the FBI. By the way, they're still in there, folks, terrorizing people right now. Not Comey, but his people are, believe me. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
What do you think, if anything, should happen to James Comey then? What's your opinion on that?
My preference? I'd love to see the death penalty. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, if I could flip the switch myself, I'd do it. Because these men are traitors. They absolutely assaulted not just the Trump administration, but your vote, my vote, and anybody who went to the ballot box in 2016, irrespective of who we voted for, they decided that they were going to choose the nation's political winners and losers.
More and more people are talking like that. I played a clip earlier of a retired general saying we're at war with China and at war with a fifth column of globalists in our country, these multinational corporate criminals. Obama and Hillary are set to run for president again. Obama is her VP. The Hill reports. We knew that. This is psychotic. They don't seem to think they can ever be defeated here, Dr. Boyle. What do you think about this political climate?
Well, Alex, of course, I don't support the death penalty. We can respectfully disagree on that. The Department of Justice.
Well, no, I don't want to execute a bunch of, I don't want to have that, because right. They'll grab me and execute me if they take over.
And they repeatedly pressured me to put the death penalty in my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. I resisted it. So that's why it says life imprisonment. I had assumed life imprisonment would be enough to deter these people. And indeed, after it was passed, I put articles in scientific publications, including Science Magazine, saying, look here, you life scientists, if you get involved in this, you face life imprisonment under my act.
You even posted notices, and 5 years ago, a lot of folks listened and said, we can't do this, so the NIH Fauci just moved it to China.
Right. That's exactly what happened. I went through that article with you almost line by line. Sure. So I do not use the word treason, Alex, because it is defined in the Constitution, and there is a federal statute, which I've dealt with in other
so contexts. What is this then? Just making war on the American people? But, what do you call it?
But as I've said about Fauci and all those people at the University of North Carolina and the institutions, these are traitors to the United States of America. I think they can be prosecuted slam dunk under my Biological Warfare Anti-Terrorism Act and conspiracy to violate that. And so I'm calling on Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel, just like Mueller, only someone with courage, integrity, and principle. You know, Mueller was compromised up to his eyeballs, between you and me. We know that. Mueller covered up the Amerithrax anthrax attacks. We could discuss that some other time if you want to.
Absolutely. We're out of time.
He's always been a deep state operative from the beginning. And I do agree. We've discussed this before. I know we're running out of time. I went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Zbigniew Brzezinski before me. And I offered both Russian politics and Russian history and Soviet politics on my PhD oral general exams, which I passed. That qualified me to teach both subjects at Harvard. And I just think Russiagate was propaganda from the get-go. And I agree with this. Fiona Hill, her teacher at Harvard, Dick Pipes, taught me Imperial Russian history. I got an A. It's not sour grapes. But he was a raving lunatic when it came to Russia. And a lot of these characters, there was another fellow testifying, say, oh, yes, I studied with Dr. Brzezinski at Harvard. Well, Brzezinski was a raving lunatic, too. He hated the Russians with a passion. And that was part of the problem in this whole...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, they're mad at me for outing Fiona Hill. It wasn't very hard. Her publication's called The Globalist. She testified in Congress. Doesn't know what a globalist is. Doesn't know George Soros. She just ran one of his major foundations. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. Please come back on after you teach your classes this week. Thank you, sir.
All right. Sure, Alex. Bye-bye. Again, my best to your audience. But understand how serious we're in a war here with COVID. It's that simple.
God bless you. I know. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to come back tomorrow, 11 a.m. while I'm still here. We got David Knight, 8 a.m. We got Owen Schroyer. His co-host is facing his jail time, his prison sentence. That's what you get now if you're General Flynn or Roger Stone or Alex Jones. You get prison. That's. But it's okay. You know, they tried to put George Washington in prison, too. But we are at war with communist China and the deep state. And these idiots don't know when to quit. So I think they're invincible. I don't think I'm invincible. I just morally have to put my head down and keep going because they're announcing it. Hillary getting ready to come in and replace Joe Biden. Told you so again. That's why they got to take us off air, folks, because people know we tell the truth. Spread this report, please.